This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. If you've been keeping up with the weather reports lately, then you've probably heard a lot about El Nino and its impact on the current weather. We'll have more right after this.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2024 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye and vary greatly between regions, and be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. You can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Shane Hubbard, research scientist at the Space Science and Engineering Center at University of Wisconsin-Madison, said that El Nino has a key impact on what's happening in South America, which is important considering the focus the markets have on that area.
So there's a really high relationship between El Nino and what happens in South America. And so in South America, we actually see similar conditions to what we see here. We see drier conditions there. We tend to see warmer conditions there. And so yields generally go down in South America. However, we see better growing conditions in places in Europe. So Europe and Asia as well. And so in those areas where we have a lot of crops that are being sold, they tend to do a little bit better in those areas. While here in the sort of Western hemisphere, our crops tend to do a little bit worse.
Hubbard said resilient crops and adaptive farming practices can also help to mitigate the potential issues of unpredictable weather patterns.
But there's a lot of resilience sort of bred into the crops today. And so I think some of the hybrids that we have out now that are more drought resistant, I mean, certainly those would be fantastic to be able to use, especially this year when we do expect that conditions could be rather dry. Certainly, there are farming practices that do help in both dry and wet conditions if we're maintaining certain areas of our fields that might hold water a little bit better than others. But I think just choosing the right crops to grow, I mean, I think are going to be great. I mean, I know soybeans are certainly far more drought resistant today than they ever were in the past. And so these types of things are certainly going to help farmers.
For the World of Agriculture here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.